Welcome to Science in Your Shopping Cart, a new series that shows how science touches many of the products you buy at the grocery store, from new varieties of fruits and vegetables to technological advances that make your food safer, cheaper, and tastier. I'm Todd Silver. I'm not a big shopper, especially when it comes to buying clothes, but I do appreciate style, and I like to wear clothes that fit well and are comfortable. Americans spend millions, maybe billions, on clothes every year. It's a huge industry, and when you think about clothes, do the words style, fit, and comfort come to mind? How about science and technology? Probably not, but science and technology play a major role in the textile industry. In this podcast, you're going to learn how ARS researchers developed non-yellowing wool, how we are creating a new line of cotton that's naturally fire-resistant, how we helped design military uniforms that had built-in protection against mosquitoes and ticks, how we found a better way to rate the quality of hides for leather products, and how we're creating new lines and new marketplaces for hemp. I call this episode Wearable Science. We begin with an innovation that could affect every living being, a wearable material that could one day help protect against COVID-19. We start our journey on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Millions of people from around the world visit this famous strip to join the party that lasts all year long. The king of all parties is Mardi Gras, a carnival festival that runs from the day before Ash Wednesday until Fat Tuesday, well over a month. Music icon Elvis Presley once said, "You'll never know what heaven means until you've been down to New Orleans." Indeed, this is one of the most popular tourist attractions in the United States. And with such a heavy reliance on tourism, the Big Easy was hit hard from the shutdowns from the pandemic. According to New Orleans & Company, when the tourism industry shut down in mid-March of 2020, the city and its businesses lost more than $200 million per week in visitor spending. 3 years later, the miracles of medicine, along with proper guidance and public safety measures, have allowed popular destinations like New Orleans to reopen. But the pandemic is still here, and more needs to be done to protect us from this deadly virus and give us the confidence to safely socialize in popular places like Bourbon Street. ARS researchers here in New Orleans want to keep the party going by enhancing masks, clothing, and other wearable materials that help protect against coronavirus.
There are two components to this. One is a long-term interest that I have had in marrying wound healing science to cotton fabrics and bringing them into the 21st century since I arrived here at Southern Regional Research Center in 1997. We began working then on what were called smart wound dressings. Well, that was a long-term component of it. The short-term was when the pandemic associated with SARS-CoV-2 began. And of course, we all understand that that was threatening public health in a major way that really hadn't been seen since the Spanish flu. Using my background from having worked in pharmaceutical research and the development of molecules for the treatment of disease, I could see from some of the initial findings that there were some interesting properties of the way the virus binds to the host cell, with the theme being wearable sensors. That, of course, is something that numerous scientists have approached in the pandemic, as well as protective clothing, and we worked on protective masks during that time as well that were antiviral.
That's Dr. Vince Edwards, research chemist with the Cotton Chemistry and Utilization Research Unit in New Orleans. Edwards and his team previously developed cotton wound dressings for the battlefield that could actually aid in the healing process. Basically, he developed and applied antimicrobial properties to cotton fabrics to reduce the chance of infection in open wounds. He also discovered that unbleached cotton had natural properties that helped the human body heal faster. He applied these technologies to wound dressings, which have since been picked up by both the military and the healthcare industry. It also set the stage for his work developing wearable materials to protect against coronavirus.
There was a component of the protective fabrics that built on work that we had done to develop a dressing for battlefield use, and we found that treating this same dressing with very small amounts of vitamin C, we could elicit antiviral properties that were effective against COVID, SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Cotton is an ideal fabric for this technology because it's a natural material and consists of 99% cellulose, making it easy to modify. Most cotton clothing today comes from bleached cotton, but Edwards and his team have been working with unbleached cotton because of its natural antibacterial and antiviral properties.
We had begun to study the effect of these unbleached cotton fabrics to actually generate hydrogen peroxide, which is a molecule that plays a role in wound healing. It works well in healing wounds when it is generated at certain levels, and so we were studying that and found in the process that we could increase those levels of hydrogen peroxide by the addition of vitamin C to this fabric that was used on the battlefield to elicit these antiviral and antibacterial properties.
To understand how this unbleached cotton composition works in killing COVID molecules, we have to first understand how COVID attacks the human body. Speaking generally and trying not to be too technical, the COVID virus searches out and finds human host cells that it can then bind to or latch onto. The virus specifically searches out human cells of a particular shape. It's what Edwards calls a well-defined amino acid sequence. Once it binds to a human cell, it could then multiply and transmit its dangerous virus cells throughout the body. Instead of treating the body after infection, Edwards and his team looked to prevent the virus from infecting the body in the first place by tricking the virus. Here's what they did. They enhanced natural cotton with molecules called peptides, which are amino acids chained together, in this case to resemble a very small part of human cells. Actually, I'll let Edwards explain.
We found that the viral protein that sits on the surface of the virus was available commercially to scientists throughout the world to buy. Scientists throughout the world were ramping up work on this, so there were a lot of tools available early on in the pandemic that we could share and make progress towards understanding how to develop these types of molecules. Once we actually synthesized this molecule, it was a much smaller molecule than the protein it was taken from. It's something called a peptide, and we synthesized a series of these peptides and then studied them for their binding properties to the protein that is on the surface of the virus, the spike glycoprotein that gives its characteristic iconic features. That was basically how we got started on identifying molecules that would more optimally bind to the virus. And so having identified those, we found that molecules that had what we call a more helical shape actually bound better to the virus.
Spike glycoprotein is one of the largest structural proteins found in coronavirus. When you see a rendition of the coronavirus molecule and you see those spikes at the ends, that's the protein that helps attach to the host cells. Researchers found that the net positive charge on the spike glycoprotein increased as the coronavirus variants mutated. So, the original Alpha variant had less of a net positive charge than the Omicron variant.
This, in fact, we found interesting in that it could pose a possible way of modifying a textile to capture the virus simply through conferring a charge. In this case, one would make a negatively charged textile fiber.
Basically, instead of trying to create a peptide or protein that sat on the skin to ward off the virus, Edwards created peptides that could be placed on cotton materials, such as clothing and masks, that would attract the virus, bind to it, and then neutralize it. This technology is currently being tested on masks. to determine its effectiveness against different coronavirus strains. If successful, it could help communities reduce the spread of COVID, saving countless lives in the process. Meanwhile, back in the lab, Edwards and his team continue to work on what he calls intelligent textiles, which are clothing or materials that serve multiple purposes, such as providing viral protection or wound healing. During testing, Edwards attaches sensors to the cotton materials, and these sensors give off a color or fluorescence when certain destructive proteins from the wound binds to the wound dressing.
This is where you get into what we call intelligent textiles, where they're actually giving you some information about the environment that the textile is in, and then that information is transmitted via a signal to through telemetry, an iPhone or what have you. We've done work, as I said, on this with wound dressings, and there's other work going on and it's been quite successful in sensing molecules from sweat. Sweat contains glucose, electrolytes such as potassium and sodium, and lactate. The ability there with clothing that could in fact detect glucose levels in a, let's say, diabetic patient who needs to monitor their glucose levels for their own health care. And these types of sensors, called point of care sensors, and the area of point of care diagnostics is a rapidly growing field for the use of devices such as these.
Using this sensor technology, Edwards is currently testing a new era of battlefield dressings that address the issue of hemorrhage control as well as infection prevention.
We're working towards developing a dressing for prolonged field care that could be used to both control hemorrhaging and also prevent infection in scenarios where the soldier is in an austere part of the world in a very remote location where they cannot be evacuated for, say, 3 days or so.
Edwards' breakthrough research has gotten the attention of the military, textile companies, and the healthcare industry. There are tons of possible applications for this technology, from masks to wound dressings to diabetes care. He's also looking to embed his technology into cotton bed sheets to prevent bed sores, and incontinence pads and diapers to help prevent infections.
In this country alone, there are now 6 million patients who suffer from chronic wounds. 25 million Americans suffer from incontinence and bed sores. And then on the battlefield, half of all battlefield deaths result from hemorrhage. This is an area that we have really brought to the forefront of our research. There are now products as a result of our models on cotton fabrics that utilize our technology to address this problem.